Tomorrow night, it's Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who's slated to address the convention. Pence served in Congress for a dozen years between 2001 and 2013 and was elected governor of Indiana in 2012. So let's take a look at Pence's 15-year-long legislative record. Brandon Smith is the State House reporter with Indiana Public Broadcasting, and he joins us now. Brandon, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first of all, tell us, in the 4 years that you've been covering Governor Pence, what has stood out to you the most?
The term staunch conservative is the best way to describe Mike Pence, both in his time in Congress and here as a governor. He's a predictable figure when it comes to his legislative record, his record as a governor. You know what you're getting from Mike Pence, and that's a staunch conservative.
Tell us a little bit more about how that's played out in Indiana.
Well, in his time in Congress, certainly— he was known for standing with the Republican Party the vast majority of the time. He was a staunch opponent of President Obama. For instance, he compared the SCOTUS ruling on Obamacare to the 9/11 attacks, which caught a lot of attention, both positive and negative, certainly. He voted against the fiscal cliff compromise that made the Bush tax cuts permanent. He also led the charge, really before a lot of other people, in trying to defund Planned Parenthood. It is important to note, I think, that in his 12 years in Congress, including some time spent in a high leadership post there, no bill he sponsored ever directly became law. So a staunch conservative, yet perhaps not a very effective one.
So what does his time in Congress tell us about where Governor Pence might stand on foreign policy issues?
Well, he voted for the Iraq War, which apparently Mr. Trump has absolved him of at this point. And he's also been, in his career, a strong ally of Israel. That we do know.
Okay. Well, let's move to his time then as governor of Indiana. I think many people might remember that it was just last year when Governor Pence signed a religious freedom law that members of the LGBT community and in fact, national business leaders around the country said would worsen discrimination against, again, members of the LGBT community. He then later signed an amendment to protect gays and lesbians. But tell us a little bit more about how that played out in Indiana.
Well, it strikes some of us here at the State House as almost funny at times because it wasn't his issue. As he's been governor, as much as his record in Congress was that of a strong social conservative, he tried to define himself differently here in Indiana. His legislative agenda every year as governor has been focused on economic issues primarily. But the Religious Freedom Bill was something that was sort of dropped on his lap. The difference, by the way, between signing the bill and signing that amendment was literally 1 week.
Huh.
That's how fast that sort of controversy and crisis, if you will, moved. The criticism of Governor Pence surrounding that was perhaps as much about how he handled the issue as it was about the legislation itself. He famously went on national television in an interview with George Stephanopoulos and couldn't answer direct questions about whether the bill in Indiana discriminated against the LGBT community and caught a lot of flack for that.
Wow. You know, we've been talking a lot about social issues because they are playing a very important role in this election. Mm-hmm. But you also mentioned that as governor, Mike Pence really has focused on economic issues in Indiana. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That perhaps shows itself most in the tax cuts that he's pursued. In his first year as governor, it was a 10% income tax cut, not well received by Republicans in this state who control both the House and the Senate in supermajorities. They fought for the entirety of his first session over that income tax cut proposal, ultimately ended up passing a smaller version, a 5% cut, along with a mix of other business tax cuts.
I've seen that at one time Governor Pence described himself as a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican, quote, in that order.
Yeah, now, he says that a lot.
Yeah, so you followed him closely now for many years. What do you think his track record in Indiana and his own self-description might tell us about what kind of vice president he would be?
I think it tells us everything about what he wants to be as vice president under Donald Trump, and probably a lot of the reason Trump picked him is that sort of staunch social conservative background, you know, being the Christian conservative Republican in that order. His first allegiance in a lot of ways is to social conservative issues. Issues that have defined him here at the state level, though not of his own making at times, have been things like the religious freedom law. This year, a stringent anti-abortion bill that he signed into law despite the objections of a lot of Republicans in the legislature. That's how he defines himself. That's how he's comfortable with defining himself. And I think that's what he'll bring to the table in a Trump administration.
Well, Brandon Smith is a Statehouse reporter for Indiana Public Broadcasting. He joined us from the studios of WFYI in Indianapolis today. Brandon, great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.